Welcome back to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. On the other end of our line is Michigan Governor Rick Snyder. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to be with you. All right, let's dive right into it. It's almost been a year since you've been in office. Assess this year. What kind of grade would you give yourself?
I believe it's been a very productive year. If you looked at the items I ran on, the reasons I was hired to be governor is I think we did a very effective job of going down that list of items and getting many of them done. There's still a lot of work to be done. We still need to get our economy fully turned around, but we've made a lot of progress. We've gotten rid of the Michigan business tax. We balanced the budget the fastest in 30 years, and we're very financially responsible paying down liabilities. Worked on education reform, local government reform, many areas, and we're seeing good results. So we're just going to keep up the effort.
What's been the biggest surprise for you during this year?
Well, the biggest surprise was the culture I found coming into Lansing, coming from the private sector. Because too often I'd walk into a meeting, and after people would say hello, the first things out of their mouth would be, we need money, we want money. And that's not the answer. I mean, the answer needs to be is how we're giving great service to our citizens, how we're showing real results, measurable results, not just about spending money. And so a lot of it has been making sure we can change the culture in the town to say, let's show real results. Let's get some dashboards up there. Let's get metrics. Let's give great customer service. And we made a tremendous progress on that. But again, I want to continue that path over the next few years.
If you had to pick one accomplishment, what's been the most fulfilling?
In many respects, the budget. To say that we passed it as quickly as we did, but more important than speed was quality. To say we really had a case where we started being truly fiscally responsible by making payments down on long-term liabilities. Because too often government's been about simply cash in and cash out, and they've been leaving problems for future generations. And we're stepping up to say it's not only about jobs today, but jobs for the future and our kids. And we're being responsible about looking out for their future while we're doing important things to make sure we can be successful today.
What has been the biggest disappointment?
Well, again, the culture coming in here and seeing the issue about money. One of the other challenges that we didn't get done, for example, would have been the new international trade crossing, the bridge project. But we're going to continue to work that. That was just a case where we had a special interest spending millions of dollars with misleading ads. And it created a lot of confusion. So we just need to continue to work that in a positive way because that's about job creation, both short-term and long-term.
All right, help me understand this about the bridge. From what I understand, it would create a lot of jobs. It would really help the import-export business here for the state of Michigan. The money would come from Canada via loans, so Michigan wouldn't have to pay any of that money. But from what I understand, the math doesn't work out when it comes back to when we have to pay that money back. We're going to pay it back via the tolls, but there are opponents who say, hey, what is being projected isn't going to happen, and we're going to be in a financial crisis because of this. You, explain it for us.
Yeah, there is no residual liability to the state of Michigan, so it would be paid out of tolls. There is no recourse to say the state would have to put up any money. If to the degree there are challenges with the tolls, but the tolls should be enough to cover that. The other verifying point, Tony, that would be part of this process, that what the legislation would do would really authorize an authority to be created to go bid the bridge. Because a big part of it, the way I view, you'd have a lot more confidence and bid confidence is the private sector would make a determination, too, to say they would finance the bridge, they would help run and build the bridge, and those dollars would have to be there to say it all works. The math all comes together, and it's validated by people with their own capital up, too. So there are a lot of safeguards and checks to make sure there would be no residual liability to Michigan citizens.
So what would happen if, say, it was projected we'd make $100 million back in tolls in 1 year for the bridge, and we only got half that? What would happen?
Essentially, it would just keep on going, and it would take longer to repay the Canadians.
But this bridge deal is going to get done, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. That would clearly be the intent because it's all about jobs. And, again, the supporting evidence is there. That would be a good thing for all of us. There's just one special interest that has the other bridge that doesn't want to see it built because it would really create free competition.
Will you
try? They have a real marketplace because you'd have one another bridge being built by another private party competing with one another.
Will you try to get the bridge built without going through the legislation?
Well, we're continuing to talk to legislators. So again, I want to have a good dialogue with them, and we're going through that process. There could be other options out there, but we're going to just keep working the project overall.
All right. I want to get your take. The unions out there think that government here wants to eliminate unions and take over cities and entities that are being challenged financially, especially with the emergency manager situation. You know that there are entities out there trying to get this law repealed, if you will. What's your take on all this?
Well, it's unfortunate because, in fact, what the law did was actually make a system so we can work to hopefully avoid a financial manager. There were no provisions to have anything short of a financial manager in the past law. And what we did was one of the big improvements is here's a whole system of reviews, of ways to do consent agreements, of ways to work together because, again, I don't want to appoint financial managers. That's a situation where many other measures had failed. So we actually put in a statute to hopefully avoid that situation and have it really as a last resort. And to the degree it was needed as a last resort, to have it be more effective so it could be done better and faster and get out and get it back to the community. So it was very good legislation in the sense that it's really made to help hopefully avoid the problem and to the degree the problem occurred, how to do it more effectively, faster, and then get back to more a normal state of affairs.
Governor, help me understand perhaps the other side on this issue, because when you see, let's take Detroit. As someone who lives close to Detroit growing up, I've been watching this as an outsider, but for decades they have had issues with mismanagement, with misappropriation of funds, and the folks down there don't seem to understand, or many of the people, especially the unions involved, that they're not getting it done. They're not managing it correctly. Why are they so reluctant to ask for help or to take the help? I know they don't want to relinquish power, but they're failing.
Well, again, that's one of the challenges, and that's I've asked that question to say, if you're in difficulty, shouldn't you be asking anyone to help that could? And we're happy to help. So we're going to continue just being open to say we're here to work with the city council, the mayor, and hopefully they can come up with a solution, a real plan that could be part of a consent agreement that we can all be held accountable to. Because the important thing is that there's a plan that will deal with the structural issues, and that plan actually gets executed and implemented and done well. So that's the focus that I believe everyone needs to have. And as you said, hopefully people should be working together. When you have a crisis, you don't push people away. You try to bring people together to say, let's work together, let's solve it together, because our chances of success go up if we work together.
We have two more questions for Michigan Governor Rick Snyder on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Governor, beyond the bridge, what are the top items you want to focus on for 2012?
Well, we need to follow through and finish some of the things we started in 2011. We have some infrastructure messages. There are good things to work on there. But for 2012, a couple of the themes that I think are important to emphasize is one is customer service government. Given that it's an election year, I believe there's a good opportunity to actually go work with state employees more to really say, how do we get them more empowered to feel they can make a difference and give great service to our citizens. So that's an important theme. And another one that is important is public safety. I think we need to do a better job on that. We have too many communities that are on the top 10 list for crime. And that's not a good answer. And we should be putting a focus on that because that ties right back to our urban areas being successful and it ties back to jobs. We want an environment where the big theme is going to continue is jobs for Michiganders for 2012 and beyond.
And finally, you are going to run for a second term?
That's been the plan. It was always a 10-year kind of plan. I sat down with the wife and the family and said 2 years running, hopefully 8 years in office, because it's a chance to get back to people. There's a lot to be done, and we had a very productive first year, and I'd love to have the opportunity to, you know, help reinvent Michigan, just as I said from the very start.
All right, Governor, I know that you're very busy. We appreciate these 10 minutes that you've given us. Your staff has been very helpful. Thanks so much.
Yeah, happy holidays, Tony. Take care.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS.